So my name is Steve Olson, and I'm a product manager at Bayer Crop Science for the insecticides business.
You know, it's more than just farmers spraying to kill a bug anymore, and it now involves the whole food chain. And you might tell us a little about an update about your whole food chain partnership and the various involvements you've got at all phases of the food chain supply.
It certainly is very complex anymore. We want to be able to bring valuable solutions, integrated solutions, to the producers. And part of that is really understanding the whole value chain and bringing produce to the marketplace. So that's your shippers, your packers, your retailers, and understanding the consumer. So with our food chain partnership, it's really trying to bridge all of that, have a better understanding of what the consumer's demands are, understanding what the food chain is wanting to try to accomplish from retail all the way to your packers and your shippers, and trying to bring that together so that we have a better understanding of what solutions we have the capability of trying to address.
You guys have invested in a lot of different parts, more than just chemicals. You're now into biologicals and these other areas, services, advice in the field to the growers in all phases of this. Is it a full-fledged program where a grower could sign up with the Bayer system and have everything he needs in terms of controls as well as protections?
We do have a very broad portfolio of products, including biologics. We have the herbicides, the fungicides, insecticides, small molecules. The biologics, we have Bayer Vegetable Seeds, the Nunnems brand. So we can really bring an integrated solution to a producer. But it's hard to just write down a program. This is what you need to use. So you really need to involve yourself with the operation to understand what they're really trying to accomplish. And then it's really a dialogue between not only the local Bayer Crop Science representative and bringing in knowledgeable people, biologists that are working with individual products, and bringing everybody together to talk to the producer to find out how we can integrate an offer into his system so that it's more balanced, so that he can look at protecting the tools for a longer period of time so we don't have resistance developing in certain pests, as well as things that will really help him control his other inputs, his labor. How can he save on labor? How can he make his business more sustainable in that regard?
Right before your lunch today, Nevada and I, one of your colleagues, are standing there kind of laughing and discussing how farmers are inventors. It's interesting to sit down and hear your announcement today about the award. You might tell us about how y'all have recognized that the farmers as a part of that innovation chain that companies like yours just can't complete without that innovation on the farm. So what are you doing to recognize that?
Right. So, Gary, I mean, you just framed that up excellently. We do know that there's innovation out at the farm level, and we want to recognize that because we cannot address all of the needs that a producer may have. We know that he's going to innovate, and we want to encourage that innovation. And we also want to highlight those that are bringing, really applying new technologies or implementing their ideas in creative ways that help allow produce to be more accessible to the general public.
The award program coming up, I guess it's a pretty short window between now and the 10th annual, I believe it is, Bayer Issues Forum coming up in February. But for the next 3 months, farmers around the country have an opportunity to apply for a $10,000 award grant to help them apply their new technologies on the farm and develop those new technologies. Give us a little window of opportunity there to let the growers know about this new award program.
The application process will open up on Monday, October 20th. And it will close on January 5th. And they can find the application at our BayerCropScience.us.com website. There'll be an application there they can fill out. Somebody could nominate somebody, fill out an application on behalf of somebody else. And it is important to really cascade the message out across the general population of growers across the U.S. And it's really focused at the producer level. That's our customer that we feel that we serve best, and we want to recognize their efforts. So, you know, even though you may have a producer that may be into shipping and so forth, that's fine. But we're really basing it on somebody that has probably a more significant balance of their income and focus on the actual production of fruits and vegetables, nuts and potatoes. We will, after January, close the application process, and we'll spend the next several weeks with a panel that includes third party as well as some senior management with Bayer Crop Science and evaluate those applications and select somebody that will be recipient of the award. And we'll make that announcement then at the Ag Issues Forum in Phoenix in early part of 2015.
That's a good opportunity, I think, for growers to be recognized for their services and get some money to help push them along. So we'll try to help you push that message. What am I not asking in terms of our grower audience you'd like to add?
it's, I think, important for the growers to understand that Bayer is really committed to supporting them and their endeavors. We want to bring products that really add value to their operations, and that's what we're really all about. And I think just offering a very broad selection of products and services helps us do that. And it's important for us to engage in dialogue with them as well, so we better understand what their challenges are and where they need solutions. And we'll do our best to find out how we can apply our technologies and our capabilities to satisfy those.
Appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Gary.